is almost complete. Soon, I will replace every man, woman, and child with my robots and take over the world!
Way too scary for you kids. Come on now, it's time for bed. Good night, Chucky. Your mom and dad will come over to get you in the morning.
Good night, Tommy.
Sleep tight.
Tommy, aren't you sleepy?
No, I'm thinking about what?
Robots.
Don't think about that, Tommy. You'll get bad dreams.
I can't help it because, well, maybe anybody could be robots.
Like who?
Like anybody, Chucky. Like the mailman or the man who sells ice cream or even our own moms and dads.
What?
Yeah, maybe our real moms and dads have been taking captors to the planet Mars or something.
No, that can't be true.
I don't know. Did you see how my dad looked when he turned off the TV? He didn't look like he usually does. He looked like a robot.
No, Tommy, stop saying stuff like that. It's not true.
Maybe not, Chucky. But I can't sleep until I find out for sure.
Wing nuts. Our screws just don't fit. I mean, too many wing nuts.
Stu, honey, I'm worried about you. I think you've been working too hard lately.
I can tap anywhere and just get in on electric wires.
Stu?
Huh? Okay, dear. I'll fix the blender first thing in the morning.
If you don't get a good night's sleep, you're going to start sleepwalking again like you did last summer.
Don't worry, Deed. I'm fine.
Okay, but I really worry about you, Stu. Last time you walked in your sleep, you rearranged your sock drawer and tried to make a 13-egg omelet on the kitchen floor.
All I need is a good night's sleep. I'll be fine.
I don't know, Tommy. Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Shh. Come on. We gotta find out.
What's that?
It's just a clock, Chucky. Come on.
Let's go.
He doesn't need to breathe, right?
I guess not.
Tommy!
Okay. That ought to fix this broken crib. Night again, kids.
Well, that proves it, Tommy. Your dad's not a robot.
That doesn't prove anything.
Huh?
Did you hear those weird noises coming from inside him when he was in bed? I bet he's got gears in him like that robot on TV. You know what we gotta do now.
I do?
Yep. We gotta go in there and open up his chest plate.
Oh, no.
Chest. Here, Chucky, you hold the flashlight.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to stay. We could go.
Shh. We gotta find the bolts that open up the chest plate. See? There they are.
Now that your dad taped us into the crib, at least you believe he's not a robot.
Nope. He must be a robot. That's how come he's trying to keep us in here. He doesn't want us to find out his secret. Tommy, wait. We can still go back. It's not too late. Chucky, I gotta know if my dad's a robot. I gotta find out once and for all. Tommy, robots aren't real. They're just pretend. There's no such thing as robots.
First, I gotta eat something. I gotta have something in my stomach. I gotta have maybe something. I don't know. I'm gonna fry up something. I don't know. Maybe some nice omelet, fluffy omelet. Now, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, for my next dish, I'd like to create the famous stew pickles omelet.
What's he doing?
My lovely assistant, Ramona, will hold the bowl as I demonstrate my culinary magic. One potato, two potatoes, three potatoes, six potato, 14 potato, 16 potato, 119.
What's he talking
potato,
about? Must be some kind of robot code from Mars.
Drew? What are you doing here? This is my cooking show, Drew. You're not trying to steal my secret recipe, are you? Drew, come back here. Drew, I just want to talk to you. Two potato, three potato, four.
Stew?
Where's Drew?
Are you okay, honey?
Yeah, I guess so, Ramona.
Ramona? Who's Ramona?
My assistant.
Oh, Stew. You've been sleepwalking again. Stew?
Huh. Oh, okay, dear. I'll fix the blender first thing in the morning. They look so cute and innocent when they're sleeping.
Don't they just?
You know, this may sound crazy, but I dreamt that Tommy and Chucky kept coming into our bedroom and trying to open my chest with a plastic screwdriver.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, like I was some kind of robot or something.
Oh, my goodness, how silly. Tommy loves you. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're right. It was just probably some crazy dream. You know, Deed, we're lucky to have such a great kid.
Like father, like son.
Deed.
I guess you were right, Chucky. My dad isn't a robot after all.
Yeah.
But what about my dad?
Supposed to need a new diaper? You're supposed to need a hug. Now let's see. Maybe if I just tweak this a little. Okay, now let's try it.
My name is Penny Pets, and I do.
This just isn't my day.
Spike? Wake up, Spike.
Here. Hey, Dee Dee! The new Eggbird catalog's here!
That's nice, dear!
I wonder what's new in. Oh, no! I can't believe it, Dee Dee. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
What's wrong, Stu?
It's these Eggbird toy people, Dee Dee. They beat me to the punch.
What do you mean?
Look! It talks, it walks, and it wets. Worst of all, it even gets real diaper rash.
So?
My Patty Pants doll is at least 6 months away from realistic diaper rash, and this one's available for immediate delivery.
I'm ruined!
Oh, Stu, you're just overreacting. You know that stuff never looks as good in real life as it does in the catalog.
I tell ya, I'm ruined!
Look, why don't you order the doll and then see for yourself?
That's a brilliant idea, Dee Dee. I can order one for next day delivery.
See, Tommy? A new little baby for you to play with. And she's coming in the mail.
I'll get it!
Oh, hi, Betty.
Hey, what's cooking, Dave?
Can I have that catalog, Dee Dee? I need that phone number. Oh, hi, Betty.
What's eating him?
It's that Patty Pants project, Betty.
Still working on it?
I'm afraid so. He still can't get it to wet realistically.
Shame. Say, why don't you tell me about it over a cup of Bavarian mocha?
Guess what?
What?
My dad says we're getting another baby.
That's funny.
Our mom's been talking about getting one, too.
Really? We're thinking to find it.
A stork brings them. I got a book about it.
Not the stork, Philip. They come from the store.
Nuh-uh. It's stork. Lillian.
Stork! My mom says I came from the hospital.
The hospital?
Nah. That's where you go when you get sick. My dad says our new baby's gonna come in the mail.
Wow, Tommy. You beat right through that hole in the door?
Yep. It's coming tomorrow, and I'm gonna wait right here so I can meet it.
Huh?
baby.
Oh, good. The mail's here. Look out, champ. I got to talk to the mailman. Well, where is she?
Who? Tina Trousers.
What do I look like? The Department of Missing Persons?
No, no. Tina Trousers is a doll.
Hey, mister, I don't care what she looks like.
No, I mean a toy doll. She was supposed to come in the mail today.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you got a package, but it was too big to carry. You'll have to come pick it up at the post office.
What? I haven't got time to go wait in line at the post office.
Hey, I don't make the rules, mister.
Huh. Mail service sure isn't what it used to be.
Have a nice day. Oh, oh, this bag gets heavier all the time.
Baby? Hey. Hi, you must be the baby. I'm Tommy. What's your name?
Mama.
Really? That's my mom's name, too.
Next.
Right here!
You don't have to yell, sir.
You got a special delivery for Stew Pickles? It's a package from the Egbert Toy Company.
And
I'd like to pick it up sometime before Christmas.
No need to be rude, sir. Let me see. Eggbird. No, under R. Organize this. Have a hard time. No. Just a second.
Look, my dad's here. He'll take us home.
Hey, this package is a mess. Look, it's been torn open.
No charge.
I'll tell you, the old days in the post office a lot better before they got...
Next.
You'll like it at home. It's a lot nicer than here. Yep, Mom's there too.
Dee Dee, it's here!
I can't wait.
Hey, Dee Dee, the doll's here!
Baby?
This is lifelike. Weaver smells lifelike. If I didn't know better, I'd say that was Tommy. Oh.